जय जय श्री राधे, जय जय श्री राधे, जय जय श्री राधे। दिस इज लमानी क्लास, मार्च 21, 2021। We're discussing Ujjalanilamani Shringar, types of Shringar Ras. This is the last chapter of the book. We discussed already Vipralamba, love and separation. Now this is love and union. Vipralamba, Vyog, Samyog or Sambhog. Sambhog means enjoying together. And he gives a definition of what is Sambhog in verse 188. The bhav which increases the joy of Radha and Krishna by engaging in seeing each other, embracing, other exchange of love out of a favorable attitude is called Sambhog, enjoyment in meeting or union. Krishna's Tika. This bhav is called Sambhog because it should increase the joy of the loving couple, the hero and the heroine. There's two types of Sambhog, primary and secondary. So the primary union, Mukhya Sambhog, primary Sambhog takes place in the waking state. In other words, when one's awake. There's four varieties: Purvarag, arising from Purvarag arises some shift of Sambhog, means brief enjoyment together, and from Man arises Sankirana Sambhog, Krishna's commentary. Four types of separation lead to four kinds of sambhog, or four kinds of joining together. So in Purvarag, you enjoy together for a brief few minutes, some shift of sambhog. After Man, from Man, after Man, you meet again and have Sankirana Sambhog, means enjoying somewhat longer. Then from a near separation, pravas, arises sampana sambhog. When there's distant separation, pravas, long distance, and you meet again, is samridhi, samridhimat sambhog, fully enriched. Sorry. Talks about these different subdivisions of meeting. This is called sangshipta. Shepana means a moment. It means a complete moment, enjoying for a brief time. Sangshipta sambhog. This is meeting or union together where the couple utilizes very few of the facilities for enjoyment because of fear and shyness. So that enjoying together is abbreviated, it's brief. This fear and shyness manifest when a couple meet for the first time in Purvarag. These are beginning stages of love, time of falling in love. And this is Sankshipta Sambhog. In the hero, in Krishna. This is verse 193. May the hand which lifted Govardhan, which trembled with fear to touch the breast of Radha at their first meeting, protect you. This is Nandimukhi speaking to Radha's sakhis. So Krishna with his hand, he lifted Govardhan hill effortlessly. But he trembled out of fear when he first touched Radha's breast in their first meeting. Because since his birth, Krishna had never done such a thing. Krishna was thinking, how can one enjoy with a woman? This is some shift of brief enjoyment in the heroine and the lover, shyness in the Radharani. When Radha and Krishna first met, Radha covered her face when Krishna tried to kiss her. She retracted the creeper of her body when Krishna tried to embrace her, and she did not answer or speak to Krishna when he tried to frivolously converse with her. Still, Radha gave great delight to Krishna. In the previous verse, we heard that Guru Dhanadhari, didn't have any fear of the thunderbolts of Indra, and he lived to Gauran Hill, was trembling in fear when he first touched Radha's breast at their first meeting. Now it shows Radha's shyness. This is Sankirna Sambhav. This means that the pleasure of union is mixed with some. Sankirna means mixed with some bad feelings also from previous bad memories. When the actions of love are mixed with remembering displeasing actions of the lover, it is called Sankirna Sambhav. It's like tasting hot sugarcane juice. Vishnu's Tika. Displeasing remembrances means remembrance when Krishna was cheating or glorifying the excellence of a rival gopi. When Radha and Krishna's kissing and embraces are mixed with these displeasing remembrances, it's called Sankirna Sambhog. The taste is like hot sugarcane juice with an experience of simultaneous hotness and sweetness. The sweetness is enjoying together, and the hotness is of bad memories of Krishna's misbehavior with some other gopi. Here's an example of Sankirna Sambhog. All glories to the love pastimes of Krishna with Radha, which contain a supreme amount of bliss, nectar of envious words filled with joy, jealousy, peaceful minds, and pleasant glances. What has happened, Vishnu tells us, Purnamasi has arranged a meeting with Radha and Krishna, and from a distance she sees their pastimes through the creepers in the bower, and Purnamasi is giving blessings in this verse. So Radha was speaking words of envy and finding fault with the qualities of Krishna. Here's another example. Sampana Sambhog means complete union. When the lovers meet after being separated a short distance, it's called Sampana. Every morning, Krishna goes from Braj to the forest, and every evening he returns from the forest to Braj. And these are regular actions. So this type of meeting with Radharani is Sampana Sambhog. There's an example from Uddhava Sandesh, Vishakha speaking to Radha, informing her that Krishna has returned from the forest to the Goshala. O delicate Radha, do not contract your eyes because your elders are present. come outside the house, come outside your house to the terrace. You have been feigning all day in separation from Krishna. Now that smiling Krishna, who enchants the gopis' hearts, is decorated with garlands of gunja berries, and his fragrance is licked by the bees, is now gradually approaching. Sometimes Krishna suddenly appears before a gopi, and this is called a pradurbha manifestation example. When Krishna, this is chapter 32, when he reappeared for the gopis after disappearing from them in the rasa dance, in chapter 30, 31. When Krishna, smiling on his lotus face, appeared for the gopis wearing a garland, a yellow garment, he appeared like Sakshat Mamata Mamata, the one who bewilders the minds of the bewilder of the minds, means Cupid. Radha, next example is from Hansaduta. In separation, Radha speaks to Lita, describing, Radha tells Lita how she was enjoying with Krishna a dream, and then describes how Krishna suddenly appeared before her. He was dreaming of enjoying, and suddenly in real time, in conscious time, he was standing before her. Radharani says, Lita, it was not a dream. Oh, Sakhi, listen, I was awake. Do not disbelieve me in haste, thinking my mind is crazy or bewildered. Your Sakha friend, Krishna, unexpectedly entered the forest near Govardhan Hill and once again displayed his expertise at having a lover's quarrel with me. Smara Kalaha, Panditiam. There is a special taste in Samriddhi Matsambhog because of the great hunger to meet the beloved caused by long separation over a great distance. Samriddhi Matsambhog is shown to attain the highest excellence by the power of yoga maya. Because with great difficulty, the loving couple can meet. They're separated because of being controlled by obstacles to seeing each other. The extreme enjoyment of seeing each other that arises after that condition is called Samriddhiman. They are separated because they are being controlled. Both are being controlled by others, mother-in-laws or mothers or etc. Krishna says, the great enjoyment and meeting experienced by a hero and a heroine were separated because of a great distance and can see each other all with great difficulty because of being controlled by others is called Samriddhi Matsambhog. Thank you. That is a secondary sambhog. This is union attaining Krishna in dreams. It's called Gona Sambhog. This example of a sankshipta, a brief meeting in a dream. Radha, during Purvarag, during the time she first was falling in love with Krishna, Radharani spoke to Vishakha. Oh, Priya Sakhi, every day of my dream, an indescribable, strong young man whose bodily effulgence mocks the splendor of a host of fresh clouds. He's the most expert playboy. Dallies in the forest on the bank of the Yamuna and kisses my mouth. That's when I first fall in love. This is Sankirna in a dream. This is Mugdha Sakhi speaks to her Sakhi friend. Oh, beautiful face Sakhi, do not be angry with me. I am not even slightly at fault. I have not extinguished the blazing fire of my anger. In my dream, your swindler friend showered nectar on me such that the widespread anger had disappeared on its own. This is meeting in a dream. This is Radha speaking to Lalita. Is that crest jewel? Listen, Lalita. If Krishna, the crest jewel of all hard-hearted men, had rejected me by going off, then let him go as he wishes. Death should be my shelter. Who can tolerate this? On the pretext of a dream, Krishna comes to Vrindavan and forcibly enjoys me. Because when Krishna was leaving Vrindavan to go to Mathura, he promised the gopis that he would return. So Krishna does, he comes in dreams and dances with the gopis, enjoys with the gopis. Vishnu's commentary, he's saying, Radharani says, Krishna comes on the pretext of a dream, but I have a right to be angry since Krishna left Vrindavan and went to Mathura to enjoy the Mathura Ramanis and thus rejected me. So what fault do I have? Because I'm angry, I have not dressed up, and against my will he enjoys me. One should not use force with an angry person. How can this be tolerated? This is some Riddhiman in a dream. After repeated attempts for a long time, Govinda finally appeared before me in a dream. But alas, then a cruel messenger of the king quickly put him on a chariot and left Vrindavan for good. Sometimes there are dreams in which Radha and Krishna, or the loving couple, simultaneously dream of each other, as in the case of Usha and Krishna's grandson, Aniruddha. Sometimes even perfected devotees in a waking state have most astonishing dreams in which they attain ornaments and other things. Jiva Goswami says there's two types of dream, a dream while awaking and while awake and a waking and a dream while awake and a waking state resembling a dream. Beloved women of Krishna, who are on the fifth level of prema, surpassing even the state of samadhi, cannot have dreams. Their dreams cannot be caused by Rajagun. Krishna. It's a well-known fact, according to Shastra, that dreams are produced by Rajagun, mode of passion. So it is impossible to have dreams about Krishna who is spiritual. That is true for material persons, but not for a person with prema. As a person of prema realizes one's sroop, which is superior to the three states of waking, dreaming, and deep sleep. The pastimes of prema for Krishna are inconceivably attractive. Krishna produces something like astonishing dreams and associates with his devotees in the dream. These are some of the activities that comprise sambhog. Seeing the beloved, speaking, Radha and Krishna speaking together, touching, Krishna blocking Radha on his path, the rasa dance, pastimes in Vrindavan, Jal Keli, playing in Yamuna. Nauka Kela, Leela, boating pastimes, stealing pastimes, Don Leela, toll pastimes, hide and seek, drinking honey nectar, Krishna disguising himself as a woman, Vadavesha Driti, and then pretending to sleep, Kapat Suptata, scratching, tasting the lips in amorous union. Vimbhadra Sudhapana Samprayogya. This is now gives examples of each one. This is enjoying from seeing. Radha is speaking to Kundalata. Radha says, O restless-eyed girl, as long as Krishna's lotus face with full cheeks flashing, with swinging mukha earrings, is not visible to us. In my heart arises fear of my superiors. In my mind arises concern for family reputation. This is talking together. Radha says, how can a king of lechers bear attacking women since he does not attain auspiciousness by biting them with his teeth? Radha is speaking. Krishna. Radha says, you forcefully molest all the women of Braj, but how can the husband of a mongoose tolerate that his wife, the Brajagopis, has been bitten by a snake? Radha says, Krishna, your forehead shines. like the full moon. Oh, yeah. This is speaking false words. Krishna at the toll gate at Dangati Govardhan speaks to Radha and other sakis to scare them, to frighten them. How many times have I not taken all the necklaces from young girls on Govardhan Hill? These poor doe-eyed girls were made naked with pleading voices, became choked in shyness, were quickly shown mercy by my friendly mature creepers. Vishwamparav gave them leads to cover themselves. The example is Svarsham, enjoying by touching each other. This example of one a proud gopi forbids Krishna to touch an innocent girl. But Krishna touches her anyway, and she does not mind Krishna's touch. Calling Krishna king of the lechers, she then jokes with that innocent girl. The proud Sakhi says to the innocent Sakhi, "You are now extremely contaminated from being touched by the snake-like arms of that king of lechers, Krishna. You deceitful girl, do not swear that you are not. Just see, your body is trembling to the extreme. You're perspiring, your hairs are standing on end." This example blocking the path, Vartmarodhanam. Krishna speaks to Radharani going on Govardhan Hill. Krishna is blocking Radha's path and he tells her to give up the path going to the sun temple. This is enjoying the rasa dance. Look, there is one Krishna. His complexion is like a dark cloud, amazingly moving about with his shining arms resting on the shoulders of two gopi leaders. A gopi, bright as lightning, dances between two Krishnas. Her lotus hands, held by a sakhi, dances in the rasa vessel. This is a celestial devi speaking in a Pushpa Viman, speaking to another devi. The gopi has her right hand on Krishna's, around Krishna's back, and her left hand is held by a sakhi. On Krishna's left is a group leader, on his right is her chief sakhi. This shows one Krishna placing his arms on two gopis' necks, not two Krishnas. This is pastimes in Vrindavan. Krishna speaks to Radha. The song of the bees is praising your feet. The row of jasmine flowers is offering respect to the rows of your beautiful white teeth. The bimba fruits are worshipping your beautiful red lips. This splendid Vrindavan forest shines under your control. This is Yamuna Jal Keli, playing in the Yamuna. Ishaka speaks to Krishna. Oh, Krishna Nayak, in the water splashing fight with Radha, your garland became broken and you were splashed with water. Your tilak was washed away. Your kostubha jewel has surrendered to Radha by reflecting her lotus face. Your hair has become undone. Don't be afraid. Radha cannot harm a person like you. While they were fighting on the water, Krishna covered Radharani's face with his hands. To show that Krishna defeats her. This is a boating pastime, Noka Kela. What you say is true. The Yamuna is free of waves and his boat is new. O Madhav, I'm afraid because you are the pilot and you are a lecher. This is Lila Charya Lila, Lila Charya. Vamsi Vastra Pushpati Harija. Stealing pastimes refers to stealing such things as Vamsi Chari, Pushpa Charya, Vamsi Chari. Vamsi Vastra Pushpa Adi Harita. Stealing Krishna's flute, or stealing clothing, or stealing flowers. This is an example of stealing the flute. The Sakis relish among themselves Radha stealing Krishna's flute. Gopis describe to each other, stepping softly with her feet and making her ankle bells noiseless. Radha takes off her golden bracelets and looks around with fright with her contracted eyes. Then Radha steals the flute from Krishna's lap while slightly smiling. Swavastra Churi. When the gopis were bathing in Yamuna, one gopi said, when Krishna stole their clothes, one gopi said, when one of us gopis should cover herself with lotus leaves and go to Braj and return with elderly gopis, agitated by narration of your horrible deeds. They should worship this storehouse of good qualities sitting in the tree, who has stolen the cloth from young girls like us, performing vows to satisfy Katyayani. This is stealing flowers. Krishna says, O doe-eyed Radha, I finally understood. Every day secretly you come here and steal my budding flowers. Now after a long time I've caught you. Don't be stubborn. Come here, enter this cave with me. This is Don Kaley. Krishna says to Radharani, you disrespect the toll collector. You argue with him, and then you refuse to pay the toll. I think you're enthusiastic for a battle of love in the rugged peaks of Govardhan Hill. This is called hiding in a bower. Radha hides and Krishna goes to look for her. And while looking for her, he thinks to himself, Krishna thinks, I think that Chandramukhi Radha has entered this thick grove of Ashok trees, which is with a desire to enjoy pastimes here. It must be so, because I hear the bumblebees loudly singing among the fragrant flowers. This could not happen unless Radha had touched them with her feet. It's called Madhupan, drinking honey nectar. Brinda describes the Purnamasi. Radha became joyful on seeing the sweet moon of Krishna's face reflected in a nectar glass full of nectar. You know, Krishna repeatedly urged her Radha to drink the nectar. She ordered her eyes to drink, not her mouth. Radha became beautiful by drinking the beauty of Krishna's face. This is called Vadu Vesha Dhriti, wearing the clothes of a woman. Krishna speaks to Uddhava. He narrates the conversation he heard with of Vishakha and Radha. Radha says, "Honest Vishakha, who is this dark complexion Sakhi?" Vishakha says, "She's the daughter of a coward man." Radha says, "Why has she come here?" Vishakha, "This Gopi seeks your friendship since she is of the same age, so you should embrace her repeatedly." When Radha was about to do this, she recognized it was Krishna, a woman's dress. Radha became angry and became embarrassed. It's called Kapat Suptata, pretending to sleep. One gopi says, "We see the feigned sleep of Krishna, endowed with all good qualities, where Krishna closes his eyes in jest in order to hear the Braja Gopi's conversation, which is attractive to the ear and mind, which causes Krishna to break into a slight soft smile which he cannot repress, and it causes the hairs of his body to stand on end because of the ear, because the outburst of prema." It's called Dyuta Krita, gambling. After Krishna won at dice, he bit Radha's right cheek in bliss. Then Radha forcibly threw the dice, saying, "Vama Unchadasha." "O beautiful woman," Krishna said, "I will do as you command." Saying this, then Krishna bit Radha's left cheek. Radha became angry and bound Krishna around the neck with her creeper-like arms. This Vrinda is speaking to Kundalata. This is pulling the cloth, Pata Krishti. Krishna speaks to Madhamango. "This Shamantaka jewel is very fortunate. When I passionately tugged at Radha's bodice in the dense darkness of the bower with a smile, this jewel, whose form was hidden by Radha, understanding my wishes, emitted waves of light and embarrassed Radha." Example of kissing, Chumba. Krishna kissed the lotus face of Radha while she shook her head violently. He was like a bee on a lotus trembling in the wind. This is a Sakya Radha speaks. Krishna was embraced by impassioned Radha. Saw the good qualities of a tamal tree embraced by a golden creeper. Drinking Bimbadara Sudapana, drinking nectar lips. "O Radha, do not cover the moon of your face with your hand. O Radha, with a beautiful face, let the bumblebee called Krishna, wandering in his Kadamba forest, drink the flowers of your lips." Krishna speaking to Radha. is Lila Vilas. When Krishna strongly embraced Radha, she scratched him with her nails. When Krishna tried to kiss her, Radha blocked him with her arms. When Krishna pulled Radha's cloth, she struck him with a water lily. Krishna obtained greater joy from this than meeting intimately with Radha. The Sakis are gazing through the lattice holes of the bower, Kunja, to relish the Lila Vilas of the couple. Another example of Lila Vilas enjoying pastimes together. When Krishna showed his skills in joking, Radha moved her eyebrows. When Krishna pulled Radha's cloth, she hit him with her ear ornament. This play between Braja's woman's teacher of love and Radha spread tasty happiness . The thrill bumps of ecstasy interrupted Radha and Krishna's embraces. The blinking of their eyes interrupted Radha and Krishna's seeing various pleasures, and their playful words interrupted their kisses, and eruptions of bliss interrupted the battle of Cupid. It all gave pleasure in the performance of loving pastimes of Radha and Krishna. This is the last verse of the book. One of the last verses, concluding verses. Yeah, this is the last verse. One of the last verses. To conclude the book, Rupa Goswami invokes auspiciousness by chanting the sweet names of Krishna. Kukulananda Govinda Goshtendra Kula Chandrama Pranesha Sundara Sundarotamsha Nagaranam Shikamane Vrindavana Vido Goshta Yuvaraja Manohara Ityadya Rajadevinam Prayasi Pranayoktiya. O Gokulanand, O Blissful Gokul, O Govind, O Goshtendra, Kula Chandrama, O Moon in the family of Raja's king, O Pranesha, master of our lives, O Sundara Tamsa, Sundara Tamsa, O crown jewel of all beautiful men, Nagaranam Shikamane, O crest jewel of lovers, Vrindavana Vido, O moon of Vrindavan, O Yuva, Goshta Yuva Raj Manohara, O mind-stealing, handsome, dashing prince of Braj. Brajadevinam Prayasi Pranayotya. These are some of the names that the gopis affectionately address their lover. So these are when Radharani or Lalita Vishaka, when they talk about Krishna's name, they say Gokulanand, Govind, Goshtendra Kula Chandrama, Pranesha, Sundara Tamsha, Nagaranam Shikamani, Vrindavana Vido, Goshti Yuvaraj Manohara, Manohara. Because the Sringar Rasa is bottomless in depth, and boundless in width, it is not completely understood. I'm simply standing on the shore of this ocean of Sringar Rasa and touched, just to get a touch that ocean of Madhura Rasa. Vishnu's commentary. Rupa Goswami here is saying the ocean of Radha and Krishna's Madhura Rasa cannot be understood. even by the most famous relishers of rasa like Shukadeva Goswami, ancient devotees like Bibhavanga and Jayadev, and all recent devotees. It can't be understood in its entirety. There's two reasons for this. The ocean of Krishna, Radha and Krishna's Madhuri Rasa, is bottomless by nature and boundless in quantity. It is bottomless because by type and quantity is greater than the oceans of dust and other rasas. I cannot even submerge myself in it slightly. Therefore, I'm simply standing on the shore of this ocean of Madhuri Rasa and putting one finger into it and lifting it up for tasting. And that way I've attained a taste. May my book, Ujjala Nilamani, which has arisen from the deep ocean of Nanda's Gokul, become qualified to serve your ear. Next year, Makar earrings. Sri Rupa, eternal peace incarnate, is identical in mood with his elder brother Sanatan and his younger brother Sri Vallabha, is the means of my success and the good fortune of all. So in this is the last verse, 260. Vishnu's commentary. The author Rupa Goswami of Ujjala Nilamani expressed his aspiration that his effort in writing this book will be successful. He says the object of hearing this book, Govinda Deva himself will listen to it. The name of this book is called Ujjala Nilamani, which means a sapphire Sringa Ras, Ujjala Ras, Nilamani. Nilamani is sapphire. Ujjala Ras means Sringa Ras, means Madhurya Ras. Amorous erotic love pastimes of Krishna, Govis, and Braj. It continually exists as the ocean of Nanda Braj is difficult to enter. This Vrindavan is an ocean of Dasiras, Sekaras, Matsalya, and Ujjalaras, because the inhabitants here, Raktak, Sridham, Nanda, Yashoda, Radha, and others, or the work is an expansion of Bhakti Rasmita Sindhu. This work, Ujjala Nilamani, should be received in the service of Krishna's ear. This indicates the great secret nature of this book, Ujjala Nilamani, since it's suitable for even Krishna himself to hear and read and listen to. It describes the supreme priceless object by his devotees, which is hidden from other people. Thus ends Vishnu's commentary, Ananda Chandrika, on Rupa Goswami's Ujjala Nilamani. That's Ushanilamani. It's a great book describing all the different aspects of Madhurya Ras of Krishna and Vrindavan with the gopis. We heard chapters describing Krishna and the assistance of Krishna and the sukhas and Priyanarma sukhas like Subal, Vasudam, Kinkani, to assist Krishna in his pastimes with the gopis. We heard about description of Radharani, and we heard description of different types of heroines, of nayakas. We heard about Yutashris, different types of group leaders. We heard about messengers of the gopis and the sakis of Radharani in different groups. Then we heard about the Udipans, Vibhav Udipans and Ujjaras. We heard about the Anubhavas and the Sattvic Bhavas and Vyabhachari Bhavas and Stai Bhava. And finally, we heard about different types of Shringaras, enjoying in separation, enjoying in union, different types of union, different types of separation. It's a very big book. It's in English. It's 1,135 pages, 15 chapters. It's a complete encyclopedia of loving pastimes of Krishna gopis, their natures, their names, their feelings, their exchanges. So every devotee should try to read this book at least once or twice in his life. It's very complicated emotional exchanges, way beyond the reach of any of us. But by reading it, we get some idea of the rich variegatedness, rich variety of loving exchanges and humor and pathos and anger and jealousy and envy and all kinds of different emotions and feelings. Radha, Krishna, and other gopis, Chandravali's party, the rival gopis, and Radharani's party, how they interact. It's very complicated, but it's full of sweet because it's Madhurya Ras, so it's full of sweetness. So we haven't given a very deep or elaborate description of this because to actually describe this or understand it fully, one himself or herself should be situated in Krishna Prema. This is a book about Prema, describing Prema, so it takes one to know one. So out of humble submission to Rupa Goswami and this is our acharyas, and this is a wish of our acharyas that we study the books of the six Goswamis. So we've gone through this book together, reading it. Key verses and tikas and commentaries of Vishwanath and Jiva Goswami. And you can go and read on your own. It's a lifetime study. It's a foundational book. It's not a daily bhajan book that we'll use in Raghunuga Bhakti. But it gives us great expansion of understanding of the loving pastimes of Krishna with gopis and Vrindavan. So therefore it's very much anukulya, favorable for Ragmarg and Gopi Bhav, cultivating the mood of the mood and sevas and relationships and feelings of gopis, which are so necessary if we want to become a manjari of Radharani, we want to become a dasya of Radharani. We have to know how sakis think and feel and how they interact with Krishna in all different varieties of pastimes and situations. So the book reveals all that. Otherwise, where will you find all this? This is an incredible mercy, Rupa Goswami. These verses are written from his own experience, some from Shastra, and some he's heard from others. And of course, all of it he's directly witnessed, because Rupa Goswami wrote Ujjalinilamani in Krishna's Nitya Lila. He is Rupa Manjari, the chief mandri of all the mandris. And it plays a role in all the pastimes. So some portion, Ujjalinamani, are the viewpoints and opinions and realizations and Anubhavas directly of Rupa Goswami, and some are from other Vaishnavas and devotees. They're consistent with Rupa Goswami's view. So I pray that everyone can get blessed with this, some increase in our understanding of Madhurya Ras, which is the king of all bhakti rasas. It's very confidential nature. But this is the wealth of our bhajan, this is the wealth of our life. This is a great gift given by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He's empowered Rupa Goswami. Rupa Goswami is the Rasacharya. He's the Acharya of Ras. Rasa Theology, Rasa Tattva, Rasa Siddhanta, Rasa Swadhan. And Raghunath Das Goswami is the Acharya Priyojana, Acharya Manjari Bhava Upasana. How to worship Radharani's Manjari. All his books are describing that. So together, Rupa and Raghunath, we should become surrendered followers of Rupa Goswami, Shri Rupa Manjari, and Raghunath Das Goswami, Shri Rati Manjari, whose also nickname is Tulsi Manjari. These are our life and soul. So please forgive us for any oversight or lack of depth of presentation. And we pray that Rupa Goswami will bless everyone with the increase in their bhakti and increase in their attachment for Radha and Krishna. Jai Jai Shri Radhe, Jai Jai Shri Radhe, Jai Jai Shri Radhe.